This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail. Anywhere in the CSA or U.S., for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuskin.
Wednesday, and that means War Room. More room for the War Room with Doug Owen, who's agreed to stay on with us, and we're going to keep going at it. And I don't know, Doug, you want to open up for some calls, or do you want to just keep going? And we got so many great stories here, and I don't know where to go next, but it's up to you, my friend.
Yeah, let's do it. Love to hear from some of the people out there. Just get their thoughts. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be about war. We can talk about genetically modified super bananas. We can talk about wood pulp and burgers. There's all sorts of stuff. And if people want, they can go to blacklistednews.com or the front of republicbroadcasting.org and grab a couple articles, a few talking points that they'd like. I think that what we've been talking about for the most part has been, the war on people, the individual, and the war on I think the general public and how they are used as guinea pigs. And I saw this today. This is, it's just one of the many odd things that DARPA's pushing. One of the hard things to do is to get the military to take money, funding, and put it towards veteran care. And it's very simple. It's just pragmatic, and it's darn right cold. But military generals are much more interested in advanced military weaponry than they are spending money on taking care of wounded soldiers. There's just no return. The ROI, the return on the investment's very low. So if you're looking at it from a bureaucratic position, if you're looking at it from an accountant, the CFO's position, spending money on your veterans or taking care of the people that have vested their lives in protecting this country is very low. So I saw this, and it's one of those kind of slap you in the face articles. GM, genetically modified blood cells injected into soldiers to combat bioweapons. And the U.S. military, all of the faux patriots out there that pay homage, that pay really faux homage, lip service to the U.S. military, shame on you, number one. Number two, you should take note that the U.S. military are the first and completely unlegally able to have any recourse when it comes to being tested without their knowledge, with bioweapons. There are just so many examples of military members from the controversial anthrax vaccines all the way back to, the nuclear tests.
Things like the Atomic Veterans. Yeah.
The Atomic Veterans.
Right.
That highlight this. So I just see these things that, they have unlimited amounts of money at DARPA to create all of these, just outrageously weird things that, gecko gloves, but we of course can't take care of. And I think it's indicative of, this society where we just don't care about taking care of our commitments, our obligations to take care of these people, or the obligations to retirees to not inflate them into abject poverty, or to take care of the environment, or whatever drum you're beating out there. You'll find that the short-term thinking and the just downright, I think, callous approach has brought us so many bad places. And, that's why I highlighted this article and put it up on blacklistnews.com. Of course, these things aren't really, I don't think a lot of people out there really know how to approach these topics, because we've been conditioned to believe that, these are things that are, the U.S. military is bringing us great technology. I mean, come on, Steve Starrs, they brought us the internet. Some people might believe that was Al Gore, but,
Al Gore
brought you the internet.
The internet,
right?
Right. Well, it's. I mean, so much of this stuff has come out of military technology. I mean, the space age soon became the space spy age.
So, what do you think about the moon landings? Let's just go there, right?
Oh, the moon landings. I mean, I got to be honest with you. There's absolutely no question in my mind that some of those photos are faked. I mean, at least a lot of them are. And you wonder, if they did land on the moon, why did they come up with so many fake photos? There's no question.
To throw off the Russians, to keep them at bay, maybe?
That's one thing. Late night talk show, Art Bell and that kind of stuff. I don't get it. There are really aliens out there that were photographed that they didn't want us to see from the real cameras. It is absurd, and you have to wonder why that so many of the things that have happened in the space, the NASA space exploration program, have been faked. And, how far have they gone into space, and did they ever really land on the moon? If they did, why did they show us all these fake pictures and stuff like that? It's odd. I don't understand all of that. I guess there's a connection to it somewhere, but.
Military black budgets, Catherine Austin Fitz, and actually Henrik Palmgren from Red Ice, amongst others, Dolan, a bunch of these people that have been talking about UFOs and kind of UFO aficionados, had a big conference over the last, I think, last weekend, where, looking at these budgets she's come up with, and, this ties directly to war. I mean, when Donald Rumsfeld couldn't find the $2.3 trillion lost the day before 9/11, did all that money get stolen, or, what is being developed? And she's come up with this theory that there's just not enough money, or there's so much money being spent that there's no way that, what we're seeing today can be even on this planet, that the technology and the amount of stuff, physical things, iron and metal, and with these phenomenal amounts of money that they're buying, have to be somewhere. And some even speculate, and to kind of go into the woo area, that it could even be off world or inner world. And I find that stuff to be fascinating, because I as an electronics guru, I do it for a livelihood, and I'm an aficionado in the sense that, I actually, find, well, I used to be much more into electronics on a much more component level, but I was in the U.S. military, and I saw the technology that was being used and was used in the space missions. And we're talking about, this is only a few years after the advent of the transistor that allegedly that we, were able to send these, people up on rockets. They land on the moon. They rove around, and then they're able to get back to planet Earth. I just find that to be fantastically just hard to believe, considering the technology. But I don't believe that it was that we haven't gone to or possibly left planet Earth. But I just don't think that the stuff that we necessarily saw, it would be something that actually happened. And I think there's a lot of evidence that shows that, and a lot of plausible reason why those events would be faked, because we were in a space race and using the exploration of space as a way to keep up and put lots of secret money and overt open budgets into space exploration. And if anybody thinks it wasn't, it was completely non-militarized, and only recently did NASA become militarized, I mean, you're just kind of fooling yourself. But anyway, I think it's a great question, and
sure,
a lot of people find that to be even more taboo than talking about 9/11.
Yeah, they really do. It's a hard subject. Look at the years. It was Nixon in the Vietnam War. He needed some boost. He needed something. It's like killing Bin Laden, Anyhow, hey, do you want to hang with us another segment, Doug?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, you're back.
The Bob Justin Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not...
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Armageddon is near me. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
They're building for the future. And they have your future in mind. Aren't you comforted by that? Doug Owen from Blacklisted News is joining us again. Hey, and we're going to open up the phone lines because we've been talking about some things that maybe our listeners want to pipe up and talk about. And the phone number is 800-313-9443. Doug has been so generous to stick around and hear back from some of you folks because usually he has a lot to say. We don't get a chance to let him banter with you, and he's going to do that tonight. So give us a call, and I'd love to hear from some of you who have never called in before. Maybe you're listening to the show for the first time. You're saying, who are these wackos on the radio? Hey, we have some fun. We talk about all this stuff. We laugh a little bit. Not during the breaks, you should hear some of the humor that goes on, but we get a little serious. And if you want to call in and ask some questions, we were talking about the lunar landing, of course, and I noted that it's obvious that some of the photos are faked. At least many of them are, and why they did that. And of course, Doug, that's anybody's guess, I guess, isn't it?
Well, I think that there were people that are probably directly involved still alive today, but if there was a grander conspiracy, it is probably one of the best. It must have been the, I mean, there's some pretty compelling stuff out there. It's some really interesting research that's been in, looked at, and I think that most of it's forensic in that it's looking at the pictures, looking at different shadow angles. I look at it from kind of a pragmatic approach, saying, well, I mean, the technology was very limited. What they would maybe have put out there that would be more advantageous, considering the Cold War, would be putting directed energy weapons, mass drivers, other technologies out there. But but if that is true, and this is one of the points that I think is interesting about this, is that if there are off-world weapons, and if the United States did fake the moon landings, there has to be a global consensus for that, because we haven't heard government officials from other countries. I mean, and there have been, I guess, some whistleblowers, you know, just like with the JFK assassination. I mean, E. Howard Hunt, his deathbed confession. If that doesn't compel you, then you know, maybe, you know, and it's not the magic bullet. It's not all of those other things. You know, does that compel? And that's probably one of the things that, you know, for me is the most compelling when looking at that. Same thing with the moon landings and what they may be. I mean, if the U.S. faked these, then the Russians would have had to have said, well, you know, we're not gonna say anything about that.
Look at their space shuttle. Look at the Russian space shuttle. It's identical to ours virtually. You know what I mean? The same design. And you have to wonder, because we did catch them with their first, ETA or EVA, extra vehicle activity, their first spacewalk. Remember, that was blown up real big. Well, you may not recall that, but they proved that was done in water. And it was a phony, and so we did the same thing exposing to their phony, Russian, space accomplishments, and you wonder why they didn't. Obviously, anybody could have pointed out that the photos were faked at that time, but they didn't, as you said, Doug. And the reason why, of course, well, look at the Soyuz and the International Space Station and their space shuttle system, which looks very similar to ours, you know, and some of these things. You kind of have to wonder who's in bed with who with these things.
Well, I mean, you look at the stealth program, and now you look at the drones, the autonomous Predator drones, and some of the more stealth fighters that we're seeing, even the F-35. These designs and this technology came out in the early 70s. But you look at that technology that Lockheed Martin was working on. It's the flying saucers that everybody was seeing out near Roswell. I mean, it's exactly what so many people I've heard. I think we were joking about this, Art, talking about Art Bell, during one of the breaks, but, you know, that was the, the reports, and we'd get these people, you know, that would see, this very military, real world aircraft that was top secret at the time, and people would think that they were, you know, crazy, off their rocker. I would say that 95% of that was just, you know, at the time, secret military technology that and weaponry that they were watching that they couldn't comprehend. That
could have been. Very likely. Very likely.
Yeah, very, very likely.
Hey, we got a call from Bill in Idaho, and we said we were going to open up the lines. And Bill, are you there? Do you have some questions here?
I do, and I was curious, have you had a chance to review C-SPAN in regard to the presidential award given to Shimon Peres, President Peres from Israel?
No, I have not. I haven't seen that. I did try to find Seth Pierce, though. Is he the Seventh-day Adventist pastor that you're talking about? Is that who we were?
Yes, he's one of the younger, and I believe true, that's trying to speak truth to power, even within his very own church. But I was trying to draw attention in regard, creepy as it is, that you would mention, you know, the situation with the low military veterans who are always wrapping themselves in either the cross or the flag. And we have a major, major situation here with the churches that are doing this on a very regular basis, from the pulpit to the Bible studies within those churches independently. The specific church here is the candlelightfellowship.com. Fourth of July, two years ago, right before the 4th of July, on the 30th of the preceding month, there was a sermon given, Islam is a virus, Islam is a cancer, and exactly 6 days later they were chopping off a British military young gentleman's head on video, on TV over in England. This is the very, very same church that would supposedly be demanding that they would be in the leadership in opposing the human rights, bi, gay, tri, whatever it is, agenda. And yet at the same time have a very, very, very strong idiologic, financial fealty to Israel. I can't wait for you to see. It was on CNN. You don't have to do a lot of researching, Dr. Stars. All you have to do is get the CNN file, pull it down. It was the morning of the 26th, I believe, and it was all the players. It is that creepy that it's going on nationally, and these churches, including, I might mention, the Adventist Church, to draw your attention, the NAD Perspective, Alone and Scared by Daniel Weber, the communications director for the North American Division, in counterpoise to the
whole... Got to run here, Bill.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You out of earth. Iron shirt and chase it down out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Hey, we're back again with Bob Tuscan's show. Steve Starr's writing in and Shotgun, and of course, War Room Wednesday with Doug Owen from Blacklisted News. We had Bill on the line, and I'm looking at this video that I think it's one of the ones that Bill was talking about, Doug. Shimon Peres, of course, he's always wanting medals. He's, you know, he's basically bribed his way to try to get the Nobel Peace Prize. Not too long ago, he had the Franciscans give him a peace medal that they had to make themselves. They had to create one, you know. Had to go in and design a special medal for Shimon Peres.
What's the deal with that? I mean, they created the Statue of Liberty. So
yes,
the French,
like
they've got a market there for doing that kind of stuff.
But the Franciscans, of course, were the people who actually helped smuggle, what was it, at least 25 to 30,000 SS men out through the Jesuit rat lines and Operation Paperclip. And nobody in the Israeli press brought this to anyone's mind at all, that Shimon Peres is out there receiving a medal from the very people that are supposed to be the ones who executed Jews during the, quote, Holocaust, okay? So, I mean, it's just very interesting that this guy has this public appearance and persona that he goes around. This is one of his last trips, of course, to Washington, because he's finally out of the picture. after all these years. And Perez, of course, was involved with the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin. It was an inside job. He's been a monster with the Yemenite babies, the hookworm or the roundworm children, so many other events, USS Liberty, going way back with Labor Party. But anyhow, let's see if, do you have a question for Bill about all this, or where were we going with all this? We're talking about how these churches have been subverted into supporting these maniacs in the Israeli government, Perez and Netanyahu, for example. Is that kind of where we were at?
I think so. I think that what Bill was mentioning is that you have a lot of these Christian organizations. They're tax exempt, by the way, and I think that's one of the few ways that you can go after groups like this that basically give themselves a huge paycheck and become just these ministries that ultimately, I mean, the irony of it all is that the idea is that they will at some point watch Israel and the people in Israel die to bring back the second coming of Christ. And that is part of the prophecy. So you have a lot of these zealot Christian, right-wing Christian groups that are kind of cheering on the apocalypse. And so that's going to be interesting bedfellows for, yes, I think, Israeli politicians. But when it comes to, Perez, I'm not up on all of his, resume. But I, it's a little bit before my time. But
hello. Yeah, hang on, Bill.
There's Bill. Bill, thoughts?
Well, I wanted to applaud you. You're one of the few. Certainly, Dr. Steve has been excellent in pointing out biblically the implications of this very thing, if not Jeremiah, but Isaiah. But if you have a chance, a very practical example, maybe Lark, I'll leave his e-address with the board, and he can ship you this. This is Holocaust Survivor Inspires PAA, Portland Adventist Academy. And it's on page 16 of the Gleaner, July 2014. But the parallel story, Alone and Scared, by Daniel Weber, is on page 17 of the North Atlantic Division of the Adventist World. It's two pages. Basically, our Heavenly Father said all things in the end times, all things would be known. I assume this is the Adventist outing of exactly how the 501c3 corporate was infiltrated by the communists and effectively used as a mind control weapon that the youths and the pews have not a clue that they're dealing with. Lark, Dr. Steve, and I want to thank both of you for at least allowing it to be mentioned, since it is never discussed. It is such a dangerous situation if it's not being paralleled in your zip code presently. I'm sure that it'll be soon enough, considering the real life church here is populated by over 7,000, either state highway patrol, prior military, or military intelligence, quote unquote, for whatever that's worth, as well as the spook community with the Coeur d'Alene police, Post Falls police, as well as the, the highway patrol and the visiting guys when they're back in country.
Yeah, very true. And the thing is, though, what I think Bill is pointing out, though, Doug, and of course you're pointing it out as well, is this, the teaching of the rapture. You know, that people believe that there's going to be this coming of Christ. It's going to take place at the wink of an eye at any moment, and that they're not going to be here for the tribulation. So they're applauding seeing Israel come back together, because they know that this means that they're going to be leaving soon on vacation, and all those bad Jews are going to die. So, I mean, they're not planning on being here for that, of course. And even though, you know, I have to clarify that Jesus says twice in Matthew 24, 29, and also Luke 21, I believe it's verse 20, where he says, immediately after the tribulation of those days. In other words, we're going through this thing. Nobody's getting out of here. That's what they don't get. And this has become such a false doctrine that it yields support with a lot of these conservative Christians, Doug, to believe that, you know, well, we don't really care because those unbelieving Jews are going to have to stay here for the tribulation when we get out of here. Ha ha. So they're not paying attention to anything. I mean, I know people who are so crazy with this kind of stuff that they own a restaurant and don't even bother to recycle aluminum or anything because, hey, the rapture's coming and we're not going to have to worry about it. You know, that's the
big dangerous problem is that when you believe that, you know, God's on your side and this is all part of some miraculous biblical plan that's going to come together that, you know, to hell with the, you know, the physical world, to hell with the future of humanity. It's short term thinking. If you believe the rapture is right around the corner. And yeah, I mean, right here in just a few hundred miles south of me, we have Reverend Hagee who is a Christian, but he has this thing called the Calvary Conspiracy, which basically means that the Jews didn't really persecute Jesus. It was really the Romans and, Jesus, you know, had to be sacrificed. So it's interesting to see all the different factions. I think that, you know, I think that when you find people that have taken on, you know, these, devout beliefs in things that, happened thousands of years ago and become very, you know, almost zealotry, about it that, it's hard to reach people, because they believe that ultimately, you know, God's going to sort all of this out and it doesn't really matter. It's, you know, really, it's very individualistic in the sense that it's your relationship with God. And I like that aspect, but that's also one of the things that's just kind of limiting with a lot of those kind of people, that are going to be the devout people that are really buying in. You know, I don't know how many of the other people are moderates or just there because, you know, they, you know, like my mom, you know, we want to take our kids so they see church, you know, so they feel good about it. And so you're just kind of visiting, you know, how many people actually subscribe to those ideologies? How many people are just there, you know, because they're bench warming, the impact. But it's really interesting to see that transformation that happened in the 80s with the evangelicals. And, beforehand, they weren't a voting group, but then they became the moral majority. And,
right. And, you know, the same people now cannot retract themselves from the reality that George W. Bush was behind 9/11. I mean, that's one of the hardest things for somebody from the pulpit to say, to go up there and say, well, we've got the big screens here this morning, and I want you to take a look at World Trade Center 7, because this is a big uh-oh moment when they finally realize that they've been following this system. And I'm not against their biblical
beliefs. The Muslims are much easier target and easier global boogeyman.
Right. And but there's just no recognition at all in these churches, these 501(c) organizations, as he said, that about what's really going on. Hey, we'll be back with one more segment. Stay tuned to the Bob Tuscan Show.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com.
Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Their ministries of propaganda each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Tough, all right. Tough, all right. Tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say.
The future. Final segment of the Bob Duskin Show tonight. And our special guest who's stayed over with us. I didn't say hung over with us. I said stayed over with us.
I'll probably feel that way tomorrow after staying up really late with the listeners and you.
I know, but you have too much fun, man. That's, you know, it's
it is fun, yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Every Wednesday night we have Doug on as the War Room Wednesday commences, and tonight he's been good enough to hang out and take a few calls. So we still have maybe a little time for one more call, but you know, we're just talking about what happened here, and you know, why so many people are so cynical with Christianity today is because these 501(c) corporation churches have been infiltrated, and they won't talk about what's really going on. They can't admit George W. Bush was a devil in disguise. They can't admit it. You know, that's why they end up with people like Romney and John McCain. And that's why they can't make the changes, because they don't recognize how far things have gone. And it's really an eye-opening and awakening that a lot of these people need, and they're not getting it from these pulpits. And as a result, a lot of people out there are justifiably cynical about what's happening in this community. You know, I heard a report recently a guy that talked about some of the what we'll call the Black Brigades, you know, the guys who fought the Revolution, the Presbyterians, a lot of them mostly in the days of 1776, you know, these guys they called the Black Brigades because they wore their robes and stuff like that. These guys had a totally different attitude. They the way they looked at it, Doug, was like this. If something goes wrong, it's our fault. Our responsibility. If this kind of stuff happens to the people around us, it's our problem. It's not like, well, the people need to repent and vote against all that gay marriage and abortion. You know, well, I mean, a lot of people aren't having gay marriages and abortions. You can have your own opinions about that, whatever they may be. But the bottom line is you know.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate
that. I mean, the pastors in this church used to take responsibility. If this kind of stuff was happening with the government, you know, the theft of trillions of dollars, chemtrails, genetically modified foods, assassinations organized by international cartels of spies who don't even answer to the president, and 9/11, Oklahoma City, Sandy Hoax, and all these other things. These kind of people looked at it as their problem, their fault, their responsibility. Yeah, there's a total different mindset about those kind of people, and we don't have that. These are not shepherds. These are hirelings that are standing there in these pulpits these days. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the way it is.
Well, I think that that's, you know, that's the big problem with a lot of people that go to church or the church system itself, and that is that you kind of need a mediator to get to God. You need somebody that's a guide and somebody that's going to give you this insider view. And so I was raised Methodist, and it was kind of this, I guess, more... I hate to sound, you know, snooty, but I thought it was more of a intellectual approach to what, you know, God would be and to Jesus Christ and having him in your heart and not needing necessarily the box, you know, the priest or not to bash Catholicism, but that obviously that, you know, if he's omnipresent and, you know, is all knowing and all seeing, then you can probably bypass a lot of the organization, though. My mom wanted us to kind of be raised into it. And by the time I was 12 or 13, I was just disinterested and, you know, I always liked the Bible. I always thought that the, you know, Ten Commandments and the whole moral and ethical aspect to the stories, you know, the fables, or, you know, as some believe, you know, the chronological history of events that actually occurred, you know, by and large, to the T that you read in the James, King James Version of the Bible, whatever, wherever you fall in that, I mean, you can still appreciate the stories, and that's kind of how I approach the Bible itself and Christianity, and so I think a lot of it's metaphorical in my personal opinion, but that even makes it better, because, you know, Jesus was a rebel. He the enemy in the Bible was the tax collectors, the oppressors, government, the emperors. Those were the targets, the sacrificial, false idols that you see, the statues, the man-made created gods. Those are all the bad guys. And so, I think if you look at Christianity as it was taught to me as a child in vacation Bible school, it was pretty obvious, who the bad guys were and who the good guys were. And so it's kind of ironic to me that, you know, so many of these people that consider themselves Christians, you know, at the same time, wear many of the same hats that those evil bad guys like Zacchaeus and we could go on and on, to the type of people that basically were just following orders and just doing whatever the government was telling them to do. So,
yeah, and it's interesting to see that, you know, the comparisons. I always compare the Pharisees to the Republicans and the Sadducees to the Democrats. I mean, they're almost identical. The two-party system was around then, and neither one of them had any solution. They were fighting over power while the country was going down, and they didn't want to break with tradition, of course. And these religious leaders, as it turned out, were all in bed with the tax collectors and Rome anyway, because, you know, when it
the money changers, all of those people were there.
It was all... It was was all a scam behind the whole thing, and of course that was what was being revealed at that moment. But you know, the interesting thing
I find so funny that those same people that follow that should be aficionados and well versed don't see the irony in thinking that whatever they're part of is above that.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting also too that when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he said, "I've explained earthly things to you, and you don't get them. How can I tell you about heavenly things? How can you comprehend or possibly talk to people about heavenly things when you don't even realize 9/11 was an inside job?" You know what I mean? To me, it's like, if you can't even tell people what's going on around here right now on Earth, how can you possibly tell them about what's going on in the higher dimensions? You know, I mean, it shows you that the discernment there is not razor sharp, which means they're not using it by reason of exercise. They do not have their senses sharpened to discern good and evil. So these guys are inexperienced or sold out, one or the other. And it's a crime. I mean, this is one of the biggest problems. Of course, it's not just the clergy. We've talked about the news media, which I came out of for the same reason,
Tell me again, Steve, where were you at?
I worked at a small ABC affiliate up in Idaho in Pocatello for a short period of time. I went up there to work as a production engineer. They found out I could read and I had a radio background, and I came across pretty well on camera, so I started out as a news anchor. But they had a gal there who was related to the Democrats who were in power there. One was a U.S. congressman, another one was a very high state representative. And she kind of did the news with me, and of course, after a while, they decided that she was going to be the news reader, and I was going to be the sports guy, because
she had access to politicians, all that good
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, well, she had the name. You know, it would be like Kennedy or Clinton, Chelsea Clinton. Remember, she got something like $600 million. No, it's $600,000 for like three segments with one of the news networks or something like that.
Well, money well spent.
Yeah, the name Clinton carries credibility, I suppose, with these people. But, I've seen the same thing. And then, of course, I came back here to Denver and worked at a CBS affiliate. And I didn't really want to get in front of the camera again. I was just the master control engineer. But I've told the story that at that time there was a young budding reporter who had a couple of years and some sophistication that I didn't, who would come in the mornings and have coffee with me when, there was nobody in the newsroom and he had to do these cut-ins. And his name was Harry Smith. You ever hear of Harry Smith?
Maybe.
Yeah, he's the guy that almost had, could have had Dan Rather's job. And I think he turned it down. I kind of liked Harry. He was he wasn't real snobby. He's one of those people that's a lot like he is on camera, off, maybe a little more aloof when he's not on camera. But, I'm sitting here looking at this fellow, and we took two different directions. Here I am at the illustrious RBN, glad to be here. I would not trade for a person like that that went all the way up the ladder, all the way to the major networks, and all the way, to essentially Dan Rather's chair. He sat there and done CBS News many times.
But see, I mean, this is the deal. Those guys are not journalists, really. They're just newsreaders. It's reading the teleprompter. It's looking sincere. It's being able to hold that face still until they can cut to commercial. And so, it's a job, it's a gig, but that's all it is. So it's probably pretty limited. Thanks for having me on, Steve Starrs and Bob Tuscan.
Yes, Bob, if you're still listening, he isn't. But hey, we will be back tomorrow night on the Bob Tuscan Show. Stay tuned to RBN. Thanks, Doug. Blacklisted News is its website. Stay tuned, friends. Thanks, Dan, our producer, for hanging in there and all. Bye now.
Chase those crazy ballheads out of town. Chase those crazy ballheads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial.